Then he says, but on the other hand, I mean, that could be your response. Or the dreams of your youth will become the firm convictions of your mature age. You will wish to have wide human education for all, in school and out. And you are going to see that this is impossible in existing conditions. And you are going to attack the very foundations of bourgeois society. Then, discharged, as you will be by the Board of Education, you will leave your school and come among us and be of us. So, I mean, so this is authentic talk, all right? He's saying that there is no way to fix this. There simply isn't. And so he concludes in this essay, his appeal to the young, by saying, so, you stop me at last. What the devil? Okay, so abstract science is a luxury, and practice of medicine mere chicane, and law spells injustice, and mechanical invention is but a means of robbery. Okay, well, if the school, at variance with the wisdom of the practical man, is sure to be overcome, and art, without the revolutionary idea, is only degenerate, what then can I do? And then he answers, a vast and most enthralling task, a work in which your actions will be in complete harmony with your conscience, an undertaking capable of rousing the noblest and most vigorous natures. What work? I will now tell you. Two courses are open to you. You can either tamper forever with your conscience and finish one day by saying, humanity can go to the devil as long as I'm enjoying every pleasure to the full, so long as the people are foolish enough to let me do so. Or you will join the ranks of those who are working for a complete transformation of society. Such is the necessary result of the analysis we have made. Such is the logical conclusion at which every intelligent being must arrive, provided he judge impartially the things he sees around him and disregard the sophism suggested to him by his middle-class education and the interested views of his friends. Having once reached this conclusion, the question which arises is, what is to be done? The answer is easy. Quit the environment in which you are placed, and which it's customary to speak of the workers as a lot of brutes. Go among the people, and the question will solve itself. So, he wrote these words 130 years ago. I'm saying something very similar. What is progress? I agree with Nikola Tesla that progress happens as we, and I agree with Kropotkin, progress happens as we start implementing that advice of Peter Kropotkin on a world scale. We go among each other. And in fact, what Kropotkin also says is that that we must come to a common understanding with our fellows and form societies and know that essentially that this has to happen across nations. So what we need to know has already been figured out. The question is, how do we do it? Mm-hmm. How do we do it? And in the discussion that I hear from the pundits, that's never addressed. The only thing we hear is, you should y'all go do this. Well, how? See, those who honestly wanted our freedom as human beings, our generalized human freedom, are practical beings. They didn't shirk their responsibility to address the actual human conditions that we're living in. And so they came to the logical conclusion, as Kropotkin said, is that you can't do this in the existing institutions. You can't. So then what do you do? And do you want your beliefs and your behavior to coincide?